Afghan refugees are still moving into new communities in the U.S. 8 months after the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan, and for many of them, it hasn't been easy. Connecticut Public Radio's Camila Viejo met a young refugee named Nilab, who's struggling to restart her life without family.
Nilab has a passion for helping others. Not long ago, the 19-year-old was in college to become a diplomat in Kabul. Today, she's calling colleges across Connecticut to find the right fit for a new school. Volunteer Mary Clark is with her.
What's the name of the school? Let's see if we can reach out.
My school in Afghanistan, Parwan University.
Okay.
Nilab needs her Afghan transcript, and she recognizes it might be impossible to get as institutions have shuttered since she left. But she says that's not stopping her from chasing her dream of representing her people abroad.
I love to help people, my Afghan people, my Afghan children, Afghan women. I love to do in future this.
And she's just as motivated today, if not more. When the Taliban took over Afghanistan last year, Nilab had to leave everything she'd ever known. Her education, her friends, her home, and her family. Nilab's family of five tried to flee together. She's asked us to use her first name only because she fears for her relatives back in Afghanistan. They made their way to Kabul International Airport after news broke of the Taliban takeover, but things were chaotic, and Nilab was separated from her family.
When I see around to find my family, I see nobody over here.
She was the only one who made it on a plane, and her family is now in hiding in Afghanistan. They moved from home to home. She's spoken to them a handful of times, but they've stopped using their own cell phones to avoid drawing the attention of the Taliban, all while her mother is sick.
It's very hard when your family is not here and you want to restart. It's very hard alone.
Luckily, not long after she arrived, she was able to find refuge with a couple she now calls her extended family. Nilab lived with Lina Rinaldi and her husband. The Italian couple took her in when they saw she had no place to sleep. And Rinaldi says she's always wanted a daughter.
I got a daughter now. It make me happy.
After 5 months living with the Rinaldis, they helped her move into this new apartment. It's a small one-bedroom with a sofa, kitchen table, and bed. As she walks into her own room for the first time, I ask her how she's feeling.
Oh, I feel happy, but I miss my mom.
Mary Clark, who's helping Nilab enroll in school, says she sees how life without her family is taking a toll on Nilab.
She can't sleep. She can't concentrate. It's pretty much all she thinks about. My hopes for her are grand, but I don't think she can ever fully realize a happy life here in the States until she knows her family's safe.
Nilab is not alone. Nearly 80,000 Afghan evacuees have resettled across the country. Hundreds of them have done so here in Connecticut. And resettlement agencies say for every person that's here, there are about five family members left behind. Anne O'Brien is with a nonprofit, Integrated Refugee and Immigrant Services. She says the road ahead for Afghan refugees is complicated at best. Before Nilab can think about sponsoring her family, she needs to apply for permanent immigration status. Congress granted her and other Afghans humanitarian parole, a status which allows them to legally work and live here for just 2 years.
What they created is an immediate glut in the immigration court and an immediate run on immigration lawyers because all those folks need asylum cases.
O'Brien says giving refugees parole status was the easiest way for the U.S. to help Afghan nationals, but that now puts them in a line that's been choked up for years. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services already has a backlog of more than 400,000 asylum applications, according to the Migration Policy Institute. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut is championing a bill that could help fix that.
Well, one thing that we're trying to do through this bill and other means is extend the parole status beyond the 2 years so that they have more time to gain more permanent status.
Nilab says her first meeting with an immigration attorney is set for May, 9 months after she arrived. She hopes to start college in the fall and wants to pursue a degree in political science. As she settles into her apartment, Nilab says it still doesn't feel like home yet. Right now, she's observing Ramadan, the holy month of fasting and prayer. What used to be a time of reflection and community with loved ones is now one of trying to stay true to her culture.
Oh, the difference It is very hard for me because over here I not cook like Afghanistan. Just I'm alone like all the time.
Nilab says she tries to break her fast at dusk every day, but it's hard when she wonders if her family has food too. For here and now, I'm Camila Vallejo.